This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Michelle Fishbaugh from Minnesota. Great to see you.
Well, I'm very happy to be here. It's great to talk to you today.
Let's talk about the 7th District of Minnesota for those who might not live there or have lived there in the past. How do you describe that?
Well, it is a huge rural district, and I love it. It is the western half of Minnesota. It goes from Canada almost all the way to Iowa. So if you look at a map of Minnesota, it is half that half. So there's lots of things going on in the ag industry there. You know, we're the seventh largest ag producer district in the country. And, we've got sugar beets, we've got dairy, we've got soybeans, we've got cattle, we've got pretty much of everything there. And just wonderful people that are in the ag industry there and excited to represent them in Washington, D.C.
So let's talk about your representation here in D.C. You're sitting on the House Ag Committee. What a very important place, especially for your district, but not just your district, for ag in general.
Oh, absolutely. And it was my top priority to get onto that ag committee because it is such a huge industry in my district. And there's so much going on with ag that I don't think, most people, think about it. They see the food on their grocery store and they don't think about what's going on in the ag industry and some of the struggles and successes that we're having there. It's important to be on there. And I will just kind of go into the farm bill a little bit because one of the things that I was disappointed on is that we didn't start those farm bill, hearings right away because there was so many new people on the Ag Committee because I will tell you, among the Republican freshmen, it was the most popular committee to be on. And so there was a lot of competition to get on there, and that is why I am honored to be on there. But I was hoping that we'd really get into that. Really, we've got a farm bill coming in 2023. We were elected in 2020. We really needed to start getting into that. First of all, so that all of us could learn, understand better. I may know the ag industry in my district, but I'd like to know a little bit more about cotton in Texas and what do they need too, so that we can balance those needs for all the farmers. But that was my disappointment. We finally did start them. We're gearing them up. One of the big things that I hear from all of my constituents is we need to protect that crop insurance program and make sure that it does not get tainted with some of the things that the Democrats are talking about. Attaching it to some of the conservation practices and things like that, making sure that it really does stay the business tool because it really is a tool for the farmers, that it really stays that way and it's not tied to things that so many farmers are already doing. They're the first conservationists. They are already doing so much of that. And if there are things that are going to be, geared towards conservation, that they get, number one, they get credit for what they've already done. Because, like I said, so many of them already done so many things. They are moving mountains, and they're not getting credit for it. But in addition to that, that we aren't punitive, that we are not punishing people, that we are incentivizing, because that's the way you get things done. And farmers are willing to do those things, but it has to be flexible enough so that the farmer in Minnesota can do it, and the farmer in Texas can do it. And they will be the ones leading the way on conservation.
You mentioned dairy earlier. I hope you don't mind me asking, because we have heard there have been some dairy hearings, especially across the street on the Senate side. When you talk to your dairy producers back home, how are they faring right now?
They are struggling just like everybody else. I won't say just generally. I'm just kind of generally. But we need to make sure that USMCA they've got the kind of market for their product that's guaranteed or should be guaranteed under that USMCA agreement. So we're working on that. The other thing, I'm a co-author on the Act, the Pride Act, which would require milk to be called milk and nut juice to be called nut juice, which is one of the things that it doesn't, nuts don't make milk. And so we need to make sure that not only that we are marketing it properly, but so consumers understand the difference. So consumers don't think they're getting some kind of dairy product when they get almond milk. It's not. And so those are a couple of things that they talked to me about. And, you know, just making sure that they get a fair shake in that farm bill. We're going to be watching that, too, and making sure that we have the kinds of things that they need for them to succeed.
One area that we do still see some of the partisanship in the House Ag Committee, but more often it's a division on regional lines rather than political lines. Have you had an opportunity to start building some friendships on both sides of the aisle, but just learning more about other districts and also being able to share about yours as well?
Oh, absolutely. We are, you know, we do work together, and I will tell you, it was unfortunate. You know, broadband is another huge issue for rural areas. And, you know, the Ag Committee, at first the Republicans came up, the members of the Ag Committee that are Republican came up with a great broadband bill and really focused it towards rural areas and really serving those. Well, eventually then the Democrats came on and we came up with a bill that passed unanimously out of the Ag Committee. And so we're thinking this is great because, you know, it's supported by both sides. We can really make this, some things happen. But then, unfortunately, the majority leadership chose to go their own and not use that language. And yes, there was broadband money in one of the big bills that they passed. But I don't think it focused on the kinds of things like having the USDA administer those programs, because that's where we really need to make sure that we've got that strong broadband, because they need it in the ag industry, they need it for schools, they need it for hospitals, they need it for, you know, healthcare, all those things. And so we need to make sure that it's focused on the rural areas, where I don't think that the bill that ended up passing did, because it wasn't bipartisan.
So I guess the final question here for you, obviously we could, there are a lot of challenges. All you have to do is go back home and watch the news, read the news, and we know there are a lot of challenges. But when you look at the work you're doing here and the work that is going on behind the scenes, are you optimistic about the future? Can farmers and ranchers and dairy producers find some optimism about what's happening here?
You know, I am optimistic about the future because, first of all, I will tell you that the ag people are the best people that I've ever met, and they continue to be. And I know they have the spirit, and I know that they are doing what they do because they love it, because it's hard work. And, you know, there are their ups and downs. And so I know they're doing it because they love it. And so I think that gives me great optimism. When we are talking about here in Washington, I think one of the best things we could do is hands off, because they know what they're doing far better than we do here in Washington, D.C. But I do, I think that we should be optimistic. We're looking forward to that next farm bill. And, you know, just I think there might be a change in control this November. And so I will be excited to be deeply involved in that farm bill. And I think that we can do great things for the farmers with that.
So good to see you. Will you come back and see us?
I will absolutely come back and see you. It has been an absolute pleasure. So thank you so much.
Representing the big 7th Congressional District of Minnesota, it's the Honorable Michelle Fischbach on today's Agribusiness Report.